Welcome into the Sports Buffoons Podcast. Yo, let's get on out there, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the world. Welcome back in once again to the Sports Buffoon Studios here out of Lenexa, Kansas. We got the full crew back once again. I got Tanner Dawson to my right and Jason JG to my left.
Yay, yay.
And Mike Settle running here. But guys, we are feeling extra spicy today, I would say. I mean, we got game three of the NBA Finals going on in the background. So if you see us make some weird... random reactions here and there, you know, just getting crazy.
We might have a few bets out there.
You might yell us here some cuss words here and there. But the great news of the day is, guys, I heard a little rumor on the radio today, and I tested that on myself. So apparently, Apple has now had a you know, the congregation. They've all discussed things within the community, and they've decided that we have now we're not going to eliminate the autocorrect.
What?
We're not going to eliminate the autocorrect. And so that means whenever you're sending a ducking,
I can spell again.
You can now say the word you really want to say, Tanner. Yeah,
so I can spell again.
You know, if you're ducking pissed, well, you can go ahead and tell the world that you're really ducking pissed.
Yeah. Or those of us who are fishing enthusiasts, you can pop off a bass hole.
Well, I mean, if that's what you're into, I suppose a bass hole could be a good thing or a bad thing. Could I don't know which way we can look at it, but. Anyways, I think that's an awesome thing, Tanner. I think it's great that Apple has now gone, all right, guys, we're tired of everyone driving around while they're texting at the same time, getting in car crashes while they're over here saying ducking this, ducking that. Well, they're not really meaning to say ducking, obviously. But now, guys, test it out. Test it out. Go to your phone right now. Text your mom, your dad. I'm going to test it out now.
Let's text our group and just real quick.
Say it. I say it the most. Say holy duck.
Nope, still getting it.
What do you mean you're getting
it? Duckers now.
Duckers?
Yeah.
Holy duckers?
I'm still getting it, dude.
Hold on. I tested it this morning, and it worked out.
Well, maybe it hasn't hit my phone yet.
I don't know what update you have on your phone, but mine...
I just got an update like 3 days ago.
I tried mine on my phone, and it's
still got working. It, man.
I sit there. If I want to text the duck this, duck that, well, it comes out exactly where I want it to be.
Yep, I just texted you guys duckers, so.
Well, that's unfortunate. Wait, hold on. Text me on my actual phone. Maybe that's the difference. Because we use WhatsApp a lot as a group text phenomenon, which is a great thing, by the way. But you know, that's one of those things. Maybe this means that only works toward.
It did work.
See, Tanner.
So WhatsApp, you can't use it for it.
Okay,
but it doesn't work
when you text your brother and your sister and your stepbrother, stepsister, whatever you're into. And you want to talk about ducking, well,
it'll be legit now.
You can now say exactly what you mean.
Do you want to go ducking?
Yes. Yeah. Let's go duck. And you know, you could say that to any of your family members you like, and it's going to go through the right way it needs to go through.
You know, so. This is a sports show. What the fuck are we doing right now?
Now, I'm glad you said that word, Jason. I'm glad someone had to break the ice, because we're over here trying to be PG-13 for everyone out there listening. And I'm glad you finally broke the ice. So, truth is, now whenever you text on your iPhone, you can say fuck without it correcting you to duck or ducking or dockers or anything else
or anything
that comes
else
up
like that.
I think this is a great thing, guys.
I'm a little bit surprised that we live in an advanced society like that. I figured that they would have gone the other direction and more autocorrects.
What I like about it is its lack of censorship. You know, we're living in a world these days where everyone censor this, censor that, and now it feels like we have more freedom due to our current cell phones, I suppose.
Yeah, it's not a bad thing. I mean, I appreciate it. Baby steps. What do we always say on the show? Right. Baby steps.
Right, right. Exactly.
Good news, Mike. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, what are y'all sipping on?
I just got a little drinky drink. That's all, you know, chilling out.
Little drinky drink. Tanner, that's not at all telling the people. You know, I want you to understand something, Tanner. When we started the Sports Buffoons, the whole point was we're going to have a drink during the show. For the people, you know, obviously correct. For the people, not for ourselves, but for
not
you guys.
One, not two, and not three, not but also, four, not it was gonna five,
be, it was gonna
not
be a very
six, not seven
special drink. It was gonna be a good drink that maybe people aren't used to having. We can sit there and talk about it for a minute and then move on.
Old Forester with some club soda.
Old Forester and club soda. Okay. All
right. Good shit.
Nice. All right. Yeah, looks interesting. What do you got, Jason?
Whatever bullshit he just gave me, and then whatever's in your can over here, because I've been drinking both.
So. You opened up my can? Yeah, dude, no. I wasn't ready for this can.
Rum and Coke, and then
Jack Daniels and
Tennessee whiskey.
So this is a pre-mixed Jack and Coke because, you know, maybe I'm feeling a little lazy on a Wednesday and I just don't want to make my own Jack
are
and
they,
Coke.
Are they actually good, though? Like,
actually,
fairly
yeah.
good?
I mean, yeah, I actually don't mind them.
Yeah.
They're actually not. I mean, you may be in a whiskey drinker, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to give you an honest opinion. I actually think they're pretty good.
It's actually good. Pretty good mix.
For sure.
Okay.
I would recommend them.
I thought it was good. It tasted good. I wish they would up it a little. It's like 7%. I'd much like it better if it was like 8.5, 9,
17%.
17, 25%. Something like that.
Get that cider, 16%, dude.
You know, don't be a sissy drink. That's the main thing. But, you know, 7% is you take what you get at some point.
That reminds me. Before we get to the finals here, I did have a birthday weekend. Tanner joined me for a couple hours at least.
Yep.
Went to Brick River Cider Company. Is that right, Tanner?
Yeah, that sounds
downtown at the Crossroads area. So if you're from Kansas City,
really good.
Check it out. Great hard ciders. We had an apple brandy cider in there that was like so damn smooth. It was delicious. And it was 16%.
Yes.
And very, very dangerous.
You would not known you were drinking 16%.
One of those kinds of drinks where you can be got to be careful with that one, I suppose.
And be knowledgeable on that. Yeah. Real quick here. Bo at Football Talk. What's up, dude? Thanks for checking in, man. Appreciate you.
Did you give us one of those?
Give us like, one of these, baby.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, man. He's currently driving back from Mexico. He's moving from Mexico to back to, I think, up to Seattle. So.
Wow, it's a long drive.
Yeah, he's got quite the trip ahead of him.
All right, guys. Well, anyways, guys, we got some sports to get to for a few minutes at least. The NBA Finals, like I said, are on behind us at halftime currently. But it's been so far a pretty good series between the Nuggets and the Heat, 1-1 right now at the moment. And I was a little surprised. I was surprised the way the Heat went out and got a victory in the last game over the Denver Nuggets, and they were jacking up threes all day long. And that's something the Heat are not necessarily known for doing, is sitting there jacking up threes and winning games that way. Well, there's been some debate over the last couple of days. I mean, obviously the Nuggets coach and has some things to say about the lack of effort from the Denver Nuggets in that game, which I don't fully believe that. I think the Heat came out and gave it to them, and it had nothing to do with effort. I think it had to do with the fact that the Heat are a very physical and dominant team. And so for me, I look at this game right now that's going on and say, I'm seeing the same thing right now. I'm seeing the same thing, same physical dominant team trying to get in their face. My problem is they're going to run into foul trouble pretty soon, I would say, in certain areas. But guys, what are your thoughts right now in the series, and where do you see this thing going?
Good, yeah, so we'll start with the Mike Malone comments there in terms of how he talked about his team's lack of effort. I agree with him to a certain extent. There was a lack of effort. However, I disagree with him calling his team out. Now, the reason why he called them out is because in game one, Miami had 30 open looks. Which is, when you define open looks, it's between 4 and 6 feet when the defender is not within 4 to 6 feet. And Miami only made 11 of those looks, 13 to 39 overall in the first game, which is why they lost. However, in game two, they had another 30 open looks where there was no defender, and they made 16 of those open looks, and they were 17 of 35 overall. And so, while I agree that there was a lack of effort on defense, I disagree with a coach calling them out for that because you've got some guys who are, especially like your bench players, your role players, they're not necessarily battle tested in terms of this year's playoffs. We all understand what Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray bring to the table. I'm a big believer in Bruce Brown because he's a guy that's, he's had a lot of playoff experience, but calling out these guys as a whole, as a team, I disagree with it. And Denver, they do need to improve. Okay. That's the bottom line. They need to improve on their perimeter defense. They're pretty good at protecting the rim in game one and game two. But they're dog shit on perimeter defense because Miami is getting all these open shots. And the only difference between games one and game two is that they had the same 30 open looks. They missed them in game one, which is why they lost. And then they made them in game two, which is why they won. And so you look at a guy like Michael Porter Jr. basically didn't show up at all in game one. And I thought that he might show up in game two. I was wrong. He didn't do shit in game two. Well, now all of a sudden you're going on the road, and I'm calling out Denver's defense right now because they need to show up. They need to play better defense on the perimeter and not give Miami all these open looks. The problem is that Michael Porter Jr., he's in the starting unit, and a lot of people think that he's the third best player on this fucking team. The guy doesn't fucking play defense, okay? Like, he's a below average defensive player. And so my concern for Michael Porter Jr., I mean, let's just look at the fucking stats right now. He's got 2 fucking points in this fucking game. So when you're a role player, you're not a star player on the team, the one thing that travels is defense. And so if I'm a guy like Michael Porter Jr., I've at least got to show up defensively, even though, like, that's not my forte. You've got to show up on defense, at least give a little bit of effort, because right now he's got 2 fucking points, didn't do shit in game one, didn't do shit in game two. If you're expected to be the third best player on the team.
Is he, though?
In terms of production, absolutely.
In terms of scoring, yes.
In terms of production, well, that's score. I mean, you gotta have points, dude. It's a 1-1 series. You lost home court advantage. MPJ has to show up. And so he's got 2 fucking points right now. So right now in the first 3 games so far, he's being a bum. And if you can't score, I mean, you got to at least play defense. Like, role players, which at this point, Michael Porter Jr. is a role player. He's, to me, if you look at the way these guys have performed in the first 2 games, 2.5 games, Bruce Brown is the third best player on this fucking team. Okay, because he plays on both sides of the floor. Michael Porter Jr. is not playing on either side of the floor. And so it's just going to get shittier. I mean, if he doesn't pull his shit together in this game, it's not going to get better for game 4. That's my point. So the role players for Denver that didn't do very well at home, what makes you guys think that they're going to do better on the road? It's not going to fucking happen.
Well, you're not in altitude. And Michael Malone is his name.
Yes,
he doesn't like Mike.
No, he does not like Mike.
Michael,
he will be addressed as Michael Malone.
Michael Malone, he's going to use his bench more. He already proved it here the first half already, using Reggie Jackson finally into this year, getting deeper in the bench. I think, you know, coming to your play of the defensive side of Michael Porter Jr., the disappointment he's been so far in this finals. He's not using his size and his quickness that we all know he has. And it kind of makes me think that he might be unlisted on the injury report, but this is a guy that has back issues since Mizzou. And you got to wonder if something went wrong in the Lakers series that because he doesn't look the same. He hasn't shot the same since the Lakers series. His game one, game two has been horrendous. And his defense so far that we've seen, at least here through game three, through half, has not been the same. And it makes me wonder, because you've seen a lot more Gordon involved into this game plan today with game 3. And you got to think here that Michael Porter Jr. isn't part of the game plan anymore.
Well, I think it's this game script in a lot of ways, Tanner, because each series is going to have a different kind of game script from series to series based on the kind of opponent you're playing against. And I see that a lot. And I see, like, you know, obviously Caleb Martin has not done anything yet in this series, but yet, throughout the entire last series versus Celtics, he was a huge part of that. But yeah, also at the same time, Jimmy Butler, you know, has not done a whole lot yet in this series.
Different
either.
Matchups, right?
You know, it's a different matchup. Jimmy Butler is not playing like that physical type of interior guy,
because he can't,
like we've seen in the past. Well, I'm saying we've seen him throughout some games here coming, you know, up to this point versus Celtics and so on, where he can dominate at certain points, especially in the paint, where we're not seeing him do that right now. Michael Porter Jr. had great games previous to this series. So, I mean, I'm saying, like, the guy was up there jacking up threes all day long, doing just fine. So I don't think it has anything to do with a hidden injury or anything like that. I think it's literally game script and just the way things play out against certain teams. You know, like, we
just
used to play
matchups, right?
We used to play ping pong all the time, Tanner, right?
Yeah.
Me versus you, Jason versus me. you guys versus each other, and then obviously our friends, you know, back over at Limitless. And what's funny about that is that, you know, maybe I would go out there and get my ass beat by Jason 100 times, but yet somehow Jason would play, you know, and I would beat you 100 times, but Jason would play against you and you'd get a win on him.
So just a matchup.
It's a matchup difference. What you're saying. And things are different versus styles of opponent. And so it's the same kind of idea when it comes to a series versus the Heat and Nuggets, who are very different teams, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, they're extremely different in a lot of ways.
Well, height, so especially, right?
There's tons of differences between these two teams. I think the same kind of idea, the sports in general has these matchup things that are unquantifiable necessarily. You can't exactly pinpoint what it is and why, but some things just don't add up to where you can continue to be the same player game after game after game when you move on to different opponents. And I think that's the same thing with this exact situation, watching this unfold. I don't think it's anything about injuries or whatever. I think it's just
the way mismatch around
the,
it.
The matchups of the games and the style of play that each team plays is all it comes down to for me.
Yeah, he's definitely not injured. And I agree with you on different styles as you go from series to series. But I think a bigger factor here for guys like Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon and other guys on that bench is just the fact that they didn't have to go through a whole lot to get to this point. Miami was in a dogfight basically the whole way. They had to face the Milwaukee Bucks. The Milwaukee Bucks were the best team in the NBA. The Boston Celtics were the second best team in the NBA. The Denver Nuggets had the third best record in the NBA.
Yeah.
So Miami has already gone through two of those fuck sticks. They also had to beat the Knicks. But Michael Porter Jr., he didn't really have to do a whole lot. So who did they play? They had to play the Wolves. You know, you beat the Wolves.
Okay, I'll give a pass.
4-1. So let's just think about this for a second. You've got Nikola Jokic, probably the best player in the league. You got Jamal Murray, and then Michael Porter Jr., whatever. Whoever you think the third best player is on the team.
Gordon.
You beat the Wolves 4-1. You beat the Phoenix Suns 4-2, who had old man CP3, and then Kevin Durant, who basically barely played a half a season, so they didn't have a lot of team chemistry there.
Kevin Durant and Booker.
And then you beat the Lakers with old man Anthony Davis and old man LeBron James 4-0. You know what I say to that? Congratulations. You just beat a bunch of old bums. And, you know, you were not battle tested before this series. Meanwhile, the Heat culture, they were battle tested all along the way. I know you guys think that the Knicks are a fucking joke and whatnot, but
they're good.
They
were hurt, though. They were hurt during that series.
Jalen Brunson wasn't hurt. He was 100%.
He was banged up. But
let's not over
put up 40.
Ankle, he
put
a lot of ways.
40 points.
Jalen Brunson's a fine player, but he's not an extreme athlete by any means. As far as for the
my whole point is
he's nothing special.
What?
He's not an elite player. It's all.
Oh my gosh.
My whole point is when you look at game two of this current series, is like the Miami Heat dominated the first 5 minutes of game two. They also dominated the fourth quarter in that last game. And so they don't really care what the Denver Nuggets do in the middle part of the game, that second and the third quarter. They don't really give a shit because and the Miami Heat don't even really care who they play. They're not looking on the other side of the court to say, oh, my gosh, it's the Denver Nuggets. Oh, my gosh, they've got the best player in the league. They don't give a shit. They go through this progression where they play the Bucks, Knicks, Celtics, Nuggets. They're all about themselves and what can we do to get better. And that's what I love about the Heat. That's why I picked them to win this series in six, is because everything is like internal. They're looking at themselves and what can we do better, as opposed to looking on the other side of the court and, you know, what can we be scared of? And I give Denver credit, you know, like they're very focused. They're a very focused team, but I feel like that bench of Denver is going to be the downfall of the Nuggets in this series, because they're going to get scared, man. Like I don't believe in Denver's bench at all. I don't believe in Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, although he's got championship experience with LeBron James when he was actually still somewhat young, although not young and not that young, but he did get a championship with the Lakers. I don't believe in the role players outside of Bruce Brown on this Nuggets team. That's why I've got the Heat winning this series.
Well, Jason, I'll give you one thing. You at least are coming out with a strong opinion on the whole situation of the series.
He is.
Because, I mean, there's not a lot of people out there picking for the Heat side in the in this, you know,
well,
especially right now. I mean, right now the current score is 68-57 is what I'm seeing. But I think you're having a strong opinion, which is great. I mean, it's great to have strong opinions, but I'll be curious to see how these things unfold, because it's to me, whenever there's a couple names you forgot to talk about more during this whole little rant you just had, and that's Jokic and Jamal Murray. And, you know, I know you've talked about Jamal Murray a lot in the past, Jokic a lot in the past, but right now we're living in a time where those are the most dominant players in the NBA currently playing the sport that are still active right now, this very day. And so to me, both of those two players are playing at a higher level than Jimmy Butler or Bam Adebayo, which are currently the Heat's best players. So, I mean, to me, you got your two best players are playing at a higher level than the Heat two best players. I got to give the edge to Denver. I mean, why would I not? Why would I not, when you have the most dominant big man in the game right now, three-time MVP, as well as Jamal Murray, who's just freaking on fire, making every damn shot, it feels like, impossible. I have a hard time going with the Heat personally, but, you know, I at least like your strong opinion, so I'll give you credit for that.
And I agree with you. They do have the two best players on the floor. I would put Jamal Murray and Jimmy Butler very close.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, offensively, I totally agree with you. I'm just saying, like, this Miami Heat team reminds me of the 2004 Detroit Pistons that had zero superstars on that fucking team. And they were the best team on the floor. They beat Kobe, Shaq, Karl Malone, albeit he was old, and Gary Payton, who was also old at that time. That team was full of superstars, and the Detroit Pistons mopped the floor with them. They were the best team, although they had zero superstars. This team reminds me a lot of them, but they do have a superstar. And I'm a big believer in Jimmy Butler, because he's been to the finals before and lost. And, you know, he's got the experience. I totally believe he's going to pull it off in this round.
Well, how do you feel about this commenter here from Facebook?
So we got Mr. Bryce. Guys, you can check him out. And if you're in the KC area, look for Bryce's food truck. Really great food truck. He says Jimmy Butler is a poor man's Kobe.
Now, anything about that comparison? What do you think of that comparison alone?
That's not an insult. I can tell you that.
It's right not an insult.
Now. Right.
I mean, if anything,
my first thought is, let's not compare these two at all, to, you know, be honest. I mean, and I would never compare Butler to Kobe, poor man or not. It's not, to me, even the same player.
It's the
same style.
It's even the mentality. It's what he's talking about.
Okay, mentality.
There's mentality to it. Because this is a guy, remember, this is a guy that got kicked out of the Chicago, got kicked out of the Minnesota, and also got kicked out of Philadelphia.
Kobe was never kicked out of anywhere, so.
Exactly.
No, that's why the comparison doesn't make any sense, Tanner.
The comparison makes sense because he wants to work hard and he got kicked out for working too hard.
Lots of guys wants to work fucking hard in the NBA, Tanner. No, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, why would you kick a guy out if he beats your first team as the second team? Dude, that doesn't make sense, Mike.
Tanner, I'm telling you.
You don't have to stay at one team.
Doesn't make sense.
You don't have to stay in one team to be a Kobe.
Right. A poor man's Kobe does not make sense to me. For Jimmy Butler.
I've tried to compare Jimmy Butler to people, and it just doesn't work for me.
He has a mentality for it.
There's no comparison to him. He's his own man, and that's why I respect him. But when I look at his body language, the guy, he's just not going to quit. I mean, he's got the belief. He believes in himself. And I talked to Tanner, I think it was on Saturday, we talked about the body language of the Denver Nuggets and how they really believe in themselves. And that's great. But I just think that the Miami Heat, when they rally around Jimmy Butler, it's just different. I don't know what it is. It's just a different feeling. They get down. They're losing. You know, the Denver Nuggets have been front runners this whole fucking playoff season. Meanwhile, Miami Heat are in a dogfight every fucking day, and they don't care. They don't care. And the Miami Heat have been playing better teams throughout the playoffs.
Okay.
They don't care when they get down. They went on the road.
I'll give you that.
They went on the road in Boston, dude.
I'll give you that.
I didn't believe in them. To be honest, I'm not going to lie. I did not believe in them that fucking game seven. So they beat the best team in the league, then the second best team in the league on the road. And they're just different, man. Like I said, I believe in Denver, I like, you know, the fact that they're, you know, they believe in themselves, but Miami Heat right now, they're just different, man. There's something about them. And that's why I'm picking them to win the series.
Real quick here. So he does, Bryce does say that he works hard on both sides, offense and defense. Dude shuts up and plays. And that's what he does. And that's kind of what Kobe did. He shut up and played in a way. We got Mr. Mad New Yorker, Carlos, out here. What's up, Carlos? Butler is not a superstar. He is an all-star. Spoelstra letting Butler do his thing. Tibbs and other coaches put him in a box and wore him down. And then he also says Bam Adebayo is outplaying Butler on both.
No, I fully sides. Agree about that. I mean, Bam Adebayo showed up big time in this series so far. The guy was all over in game one. Game two showed up once again. I mean, that's not Bam Adebayo is showing up strong.
But you got to think about this. This is where the Nuggets let you do stuff. Look what AD did.
Well, that's correct. Okay. Part of it's because they're allowing that to happen.
Like,
that's
I'm going to let you score 30 points.
Yes.
But you're not going to be able to shoot the ball anywhere else.
But at the end of the day, even though they're allowing Bam to do these things, he's at least finishing. You know, he's not being allowed and then failing. He's actually finishing, you know, even on free throws. So, I mean, he's done a good job overall with all that stuff.
Real quick here, and we're just almost towards the end of the third quarter here, but freaking Joker has 26 points and 17 boards and 8 assists. He's almost a triple-double. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Bam out here, 23 points in 15 points and 10 boards.
And one other thing to keep an eye on is that both teams, you know, you had a little bit of discrepancy in terms of like 3-point shooting in the first two games. Both of them are right at 30% right now. So both teams are not having a great game right now from beyond the arc. And so we'll see how that plays out. But that's kind of what we've been watching the first two games is like, Miami didn't hit their shots in game one. Then they went berserk in game two.
The only difference is Denver is shooting 50.8% right now in field goals.
Yeah.
Right. Versus 37.5% to Miami. Right. That's a difference though. It's a team that's able to bounce back and be consistent versus a team that relies on their three essentially to keep them in games. Strus, Martin in that play. And you know, you're still with that Hero. Carlos out here says, but Bam is scoring off rebounds and assist.
Right. That sounds like you're doing your job. You're getting open.
Well, you're getting lucky with that.
No, you're down low. You're open. Well, guys are drawn off. That's what you just talked about, allowing him to be open.
Yeah.
And that's true. That's so
one-on-one, right?
You're literally finishing with what you're given.
AD missed out on those opportunities because the Lakers team had a worse bench and shot terribly.
Hey, there's DJ Khaled. DJ Khaled is in the building.
Yeah.
Miami.
That could be the difference, man. That could be the difference.
Yeah. I love it, dude. I think this is a great series.
The other thing I got pissed off is that these people, like, they're trying to say that, oh, Denver blew Miami out in game one. Wasn't it like an 11-point game? I feel like we need to define
11-point game.
We need to define
it was a blowout.
Right here.
Till the fourth quarter.
Right here and right now.
Which is what Michael Malone called the team out on.
I feel like if it's maybe 16 to 18 points, I can see a world where you can call that a blowout. It's not necessarily a blowout. 11 points, that's not a fucking blowout.
No, we talk about this in the NFL, about teams blowing out other teams still, even though it's a 14-point game, right? Yeah. You got to think about it. If you're down, you're not coming back. We all know this. This is what it was. It was just another fourth quarter trash.
I think it's bullshit. I mean, everybody tried to call that a blowout. And
he
it was
got
not.
Blown out. Game
no,
they weren't coming back.
No, you're full of shit.
They weren't coming back.
You're full of shit, but that's neither here nor there.
All right. Well, guys, we got one more NBA topic for you guys before we move along.
And another one.
Just some more randomness, but we'll end up watching the rest of this game. So far, it's looking Denver pretty handedly at the moment. But
it's a blowout, Tanner. It's a fucking blowout.
Guys, I hope you put away.
That's what I'm in for a blowout right now.
Hope you
could be.
Put away all your weapons because, you know, there's a chance we could be getting banned at some point. If we're not careful, we have a video screen on us, by the way. You got a couple things. Keep it under the table next time. The camera's rolling. Okay. So Mr. Ja Morant, obviously, now has talked about the fact that, you know, the gun he had in his video was just a toy gun. Not that I give a freaking shit about this, honestly. I think it's about the dumbest topic in the world. I think it's dumb the NBA even cares personally that he flashed a gun, toy or not, in a video. You don't be stealing my fucking drink. What are you doing over there? I see your ass over there. Go get your own bullshit.
All right, guys.
So I want to hear you guys' thoughts on the stupid drama and stuff, his possible suspension, all this kind of stuff, because he flashed a gun in a video on Facebook Live or whatever the hell it was. And just go from there. I mean, he's an immature 23-year-old kid. Who cares? Who cares? I don't care. NBA seems to care way more than I think the public does. And we're going to pretend like him having a gun is the end of the world.
I like how you led that off, because the NBA cares. That's like a segment that they do in every fucking game in the playoffs.
I get that.
The NBA cares.
Mm-hmm.
And they certainly care about this issue because of their image. It's all about the image of the NBA. And what kind of image do you want to portray to the children out there that watch all of these superstars and what these guys are doing? But the bottom line is, like, everybody wants to know, how many games is this guy going to serve? Okay. Like, I don't care about any of this other fucking drama. How many games is he going to be suspended for? That has not been handed down yet, because the commissioner, Adam Silver, specifically said, we've got more information. We're not going to give you anything until the NBA finals are over. And I totally agree with him on that, because you don't want to take away from the NBA finals. A lot of people out there, they're calling for a full season. Some people are calling for a half season. But I tell you what. So right now, what we found out is that allegedly it's a toy gun that he was flashing on the social media. And the big deal about that is there is a precedent that was set in the NBA by a guy by the name of Agent Zero, one of my favorite players of all time. If you want to know the damn truth, he could put up 50 burgers at the drop of a hat. Gilbert Arenas. Okay. This guy, he brought a gun. He didn't flash it on social media, right? So we didn't have that bullshit back then. So this was a little bit worse. He brought it into the practice facility. Okay. So the precedent for all of this bullshit, for all you people out there that think that you should be the one that decides how many games this motherfucker should serve, the precedent is 50 games. Okay. So Gilbert Arenas had to serve 50 games for bringing a real fucking gun into the practice facility. And what do we have to compare that to right now with Ja Morant? Obviously, no crimes committed, did not bring him to the practice facility. And now, all of a sudden, it could have been a toy gun. So, probably not going to get 50 games, probably not going to get 40 games. I'm not here to make the decision, although I have fired some NBA coaches here in the last couple of weeks. So, I do try to make decisions like that. It's all up to Adam Silver, but I understand the image part of this. The motherfucker is not going to serve more than 30 games. Okay. So 30 games is the max. And honestly, the dude is, what is he, 23 years old?
Yeah.
So at some point in our lives, I mean, you guys want to think back to when you were 20, 21, 22, 23 years old. You probably didn't have tens of million dollars in your pocket.
Correct.
I know I didn't.
And I know for a fact that if Tanner and I did have, $10 million laying around, back the stuff we used to do when we were in our early 20s. Now, he was more responsible than me, but I might have been waving a gun around too.
The bottom line is,
I wouldn't be doing a gun,
but Tanner would have waved something around, but
the bottom line is that the three of us and all you motherfuckers out there listening, you would have made some bad decisions with that kind of money in your pocket. So I'm here to I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I do believe that he deserves a suspension, although no crimes were committed, but it's not going to be 50 games. They can't do it. That's just bad for the NBA. I think they're going to give him 30, somewhere between 30 and 35. But quite honestly, guys, if it was a toy gun, could you give him zero? Can we give him zero fucking games? But he didn't do shit.
That's the thing, though. It looked real, right? And that's
hold on.
They didn't find out it's a toy gun.
I would like recently to say, Tommy from earlier over at Argosy, He made a comment. We brought this up to him, our favorite cocktail maker over there. He said, you know, if he had a toy gun, he gets shot. And that's true.
He does.
And it's true. So, I mean, whether it's a toy gun or a real gun, at the end of the day, in the NBA's eyes and in law enforcement eyes, it doesn't really fucking matter.
Right.
And so I want to make that clear. So that means a toy gun thing is irrelevant, but I think it's being used as an excuse to say, don't give me anything. And so I do want to make that be clear that I think that this is being used as an excuse, which may be true or not true.
Wait.
So to me, it's a lot of nonsense.
Don't give me anything? Like,
suspension wise.
Oh, okay.
So we all
suspension
love
suspension wise, okay. Guys. Suspension wise. Don't give me anything suspension wise. Suspension wise.
The bottom line is we all love to bet on this fucking show. I'm going to set the over under 35 game suspension. You guys going to take the over or the under?
I'm going to take the under.
I'll take the under on that 35.
Under 35.
I think it's going to be 30.
I'll take the under on that. And I don't know. I hope it's under 35 personally.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, at the end of the day, did he go around shooting the gun?
No, but
no,
Mike, you got to realize there's as much as whether you like it or not, you're at that level of stardom. You're at that level of fame. You got an example to set, and you're also representing
example for who, Tanner? You're
also
for the league itself, because
yes,
I'm not setting examples you're representing for your children. The league. No. You as a parent, take care of your own damn children.
You're representing the league. You're representing the brand, right? Memphis Grizzlies, the NBA, and your teammates. Right. And if you hurt
the NBA gets butt hurt, and the NFL too, if you make them look bad.
Well, you're also hurting the money that comes in, the sponsorships.
Here's part of my problem too.
Look, in the end, you're hurting yourself.
This video, I'm sure we all watched the video.
You did twice, by the way.
It was on the video for literally 1 second. One whole second. And we go, oh my God, he's got a gun in the car. It's, oh my God.
It's like the Draymond incident. Right?
All of a sudden,
it's like Draymond.
All of a sudden, this is Ray Rice. They want to
crucify. No, it's not Ray Rice. This is Draymond Green.
Yes, it is. They want to crucify
who was actually on video punching the hell out of a woman in an elevator. Yes.
Yes.
Now we're basically
the same fucking guy.
John Morant waving around a gun in his car as same Ray Rice.
No, no, no.
Exactly. I agree with this point.
It's a Draymond Green situation, what it is. It's a guy who's had history. He already got in trouble at the strip club deal.
Dude, right? He doesn't even drink, he said.
Exactly. This is the worst
he
part.
He just likes hookers.
This is the worst
part. Who cares? So did Deshaun Watson.
No, no.
He's his hero.
This is the worst part. This guy's not even drunk in this or high or anything like that. He doesn't drink.
Okay, yes, we talked about this. He's immature, Tanner.
Yes.
I don't care. Is he a good – can he put the ball in the hoop a lot? Yes, he can. That's all I care about.
The NBA.
Put the ball in the hoop. Put the ball in the hoop.
Hey, NBA has a rule.
Are you good at that? Are you good at putting the ball in the hoop?
NFL almost suspended Frank Clark, right? For his
from 25 feet away, put the ball in the hoop. Yes. Give me out there in the court. I don't give a damn.
I know that
about your stupid gun, toy gun in the car. I don't give a damn.
That's the difference between you and the NBA.
I don't care.
Because we don't care.
It's stupid, Tanner.
But
it's stupid.
It has to happen. He has to learn.
What would you guys, if you're commissioner of the NBA, how many games do you personally suspend a guy like John Morant for having a gun on a video for one second?
So I agree with you guys on the under. And if I was a betting man, which I am, you know, think of that. JG being a betting man, who would have thought? if I was a betting man, I would take the under 35. But if I was the commissioner, I would certainly give him 20 to 25 games, because it's not about what you did. It's about the people that you're surrounding yourself with. Okay, because you're basically the sum of, you know, your five best friends, right? That's like a statistic. Like if you take your top five best friends, you're the sum of all of those parts. That's how your life is going to end up. I think he needs to rethink the people that he's hanging out with, the people that influence him, because he's so young and he's got a bright career ahead of him. I just think that's the part where he needs to have 20 to 25 games to just think about it, because the people that he's hanging around with right now, they could take you down a bad road. They could really take you down the dark road.
Why is it your job as commissioner to have to put him in timeout?
Because it's your league. It's your. But
he doesn't need to be in your league at all.
He's the face.
Why do you need to all of a sudden be his parent and put him in timeout?
Because you don't want to kick him out.
But why?
It's a little
bit.
That's
part of the big side of the
NBA. That's my whole freaking point.
You're giving him chances.
You put the ball in the hoop very well. We want you on the court. Put him on the court.
But you got to set a standard.
Why?
It's a little bit. Because
he had a gun for 1 second.
That cost you money. That can cost you sponsors.
How?
Because sponsors will pull out. We saw it. We saw it in the NFL. right?
With who?
NFL will have sponsors pull out if they allow a guy, Deshaun Watson, to play the 10 games.
Right, a guy that ran around the whole fucking country getting hand jobs.
You see,
compared to a guy who flashed a toy gun supposedly on camera for 1 second in a moving vehicle that he wasn't even driving.
You're just specifically thinking about one video, right? I'm talking about series of events that led up to it.
What has he done so far with that supposed toy gun?
In 1 year, he had issues.
We have issues with the toy gun? Is it?
I got issues.
Has he been playing funny games with it? Or
if it was just a one-time incident, right? If he didn't have an issue beforehand, he didn't do it a second time within a week.
The original issue was what? The strip club?
Yes.
Second issue was a toy. Second issue was a fucking toy.
It didn't look like it, did it?
A strip club, which all three of us have fucking been to in our lives.
No. Look, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there's issues in events leading up. If you did it three times in 1 year, you're begging for a suspension. If you're breaking.
He's immature, guys. He's doing young 23-year-old stuff.
In their contract.
I get it. Especially a guy with lots of fucking money.
In their contract, there is a morality clause, right? Charles Barkley talked about this thing. Okay. You got to be able to represent the NBA in a clear way.
Okay. I get that.
You're asking. That's your suspension. You're breaking part of your contract.
And we're now assuming at this point, none of the other players that are involved in this whole damn league aren't doing the same goddamn thing.
Have they got caught? Have they showed a gun in the
camera
video?
Was from the Tanner.
Have they done it?
The strip club was from the security cameras of the strip club, guys.
Well, they've
from
been exposed.
That strip club.
Is there evidence? Is there stuff coming forward for the
now,
other
players? Now, what happened with the gun in the car, it was his dumbass friend filming.
Yeah, I know it was. I saw.
You know how many, he might be surrounding himself with stupid people. With stupid people. Yes, I agree. He probably has dumbass friends.
This guy is begging for it. I agree with that. James Harden's right there with him soon.
Until something is actually going wrong. Until he's doing a Larry Johnson, going around to strip clubs and spitting drinks in women's faces. I don't give a shit. I don't care.
You have video. You have evidence. You're screwed. You represent
evidence of what, Tanner? Of what? Going to a legal strip club and then having a gun in your car?
What
a toy gun?
Strip club again. I forgot what the incident was. It was so long ago. You remember what that incident?
He didn't do shit.
The freaking
he didn't do shit.
No, there was something.
The owner said he goes there all the
time.
The owner said he goes there all the time.
So
the owner
said he's a low.
Look, guys.
What do you mean why?
While you're looking that up.
We're trying to just tear this guy apart.
While he's looking that up.
He's immature. He hasn't done shit.
The reason why this is an intriguing argument to me is the fact that Ja Morant, if you take away...
showed a gun. He showed a gun at the freaking strip club.
A real gun. That was a real gun. The one-time offense.
Maybe it was a toy, too. I don't know.
But why are you doing this? Why are you walking out with a freaking gun in a strip club?
But do you know what the owner of the strip club said? He said he tipped very well.
He tipped very well.
He took care of everybody. Right.
He seemed to
does that sound like a thug
having Ja Morant around
well,
in his,
hey,
in
did
his
they find out who leaked
a lot
video?
Of people a lot of people like to throw that term around. Does that sound like a thug to you? Somebody that would tip very well in a street club?
This is a guy again. He had three incidents showing the gun in the breaking the morality cause. You got to suspend him. Yes,
so
suspend him.
This is an intriguing discussion because Ja Morant, if you take away all of the international players, like we always talk about Giannis and Jokic and Luka Doncic and Joel Embiid. If you take all of those international players out of the mix, Ja Morant's the face of the league. He's the best American player in the league. And that's why this is a big deal. And
that's why I think I've been kicked out.
The NBA, you can only do so much. I understand that you want to get it right. You know, you want to get him to serve 20 to 25 games or what have you. But this is not about the NBA. This is about Ja Morant. And what do you want to do with your career? The NBA can only help you so much. They can suspend you for 10 games or 1,000 games. It doesn't matter. This is all about Ja Morant. And what do you want your image to be? And what do you want your career to look like in 5 years, in 10 years? Right now, you're the best American player in the United States in the NBA. And so that's something that he should want to build on.
Correct. It's for his best right now that they're not kicking him out of the league, right? For three incidents.
They're not. What do you mean kicking him out of the league? Where'd that come from?
Three incidents, dude. Three incidents that caused the drama of the NBA. It's not. I mean, we're not there yet. But if he continues this path, he's not going to be playing much longer.
All right, Tanner. We got a few comments. If you'd like to go down and answer a couple of these, I like a couple of these. I do want to answer the Russell Westbrook and Chris Paul one before we You're going way up, Tanner.
Well, it's way up there, dude.
Hold on. What do we got? Go down a little bit more. A little bit more.
Okay.
That shit's empty, dude. You don't want that shit.
All right, so we got, I think this is, I believe Carlos Jammer will be okay. I don't think he'll be a Memphis Grizzly, though. People are just being people. And then Bryce out here says, since we are talking NBA, who had a better career?
Westbrook? Hold on.
Oh,
Tanner,
shit. Here we
that's
go.
What I was saying. Save that one for the end of this. Go down. Yeah. I want to say a couple more things.
Okay. Two full.
Two fulls here.
Except two full.
Wait. Before we go on that, I will give you a simple answer on that. CP3 made it to the finals, right? With the Rockets? Or did he not make it?
He didn't make it.
He didn't make it to the finals.
No.
So Russell Westbrook made it to the finals averaged a triple-double for, what, 2 or 3 fucking years?
Yeah.
Westbrook had the better career.
Yeah.
Period. Right. End of story.
We'll hit that a little more too, because I know.
No, we're not.
I know Mike wants to talk about it.
We're not. Gonna
not really.
It
honestly.
Oh, okay.
Mike didn't give a fuck. Chris Paul sucks.
You already know where I think about that. Opinion,
so. I think Westbrook had a better career too. So.
Yeah, yes. Westbrook by far.
Oh, yeah, by far.
To me, it's not even close.
And he was healthy, so
it's not even close.
Twofold, our man Twofold out here. There's a lot of people bringing in firearms to practice facilities. Yeah, but they're not showing it on video. They're not being exposed. Ja Morant got exposed, and he paid for it. Howdy fellers, of course, two full out there. If the precedent to be consistent, he might get 20 plus games. However, if Union opposes it, could be 10 to 20.
That's fine.
Which is, I think 25 like, should be the max.
That's fine. But the bottom line is like the suspension doesn't matter. You can't fix a player based on a suspension. It's all about the internal shit. And does he want to stop hanging out with that fucking crew? That's getting him in trouble all the time.
Right.
Apparently now we're going by Steve Harvey's
justifications. Carlos says, if you want to be a judge, ask Steve Harvey what are the parameters to be the man and get a show. Under 35. Yeah, it's what he is. Yeah. No man, the league just allowed a harasser to get back into a coaching position. We're talking about the Celtics. Former coach. That's now Houston's former coach or now head coach. So there's that. None of these situations are comparable when you were talking about the Ray Rice.
Right, which I agree. They're not comparable, but that's the thing is that we're treating them almost like they're the same thing.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you this.
Like we have nothing better to talk about.
Incidents. Three incidents.
If Ja Morant.
The amount.
If Ja Morant gets 50 games, I will boycott the NBA. I'm telling you that right the fuck now.
That's big for you.
Agent Zero got 50 games for showing his fucking gun in the locker room. It's bullshit.
We have someone bringing up Mr. Arenas.
And that was when David Stern was in office as a commissioner, who is a hard-nosed motherfucker.
He's a much harder guy.
You're not going to give him 50 games. You're not going to give him 40. I'll be pissed if they give him 40.
Yeah, well, that'd be high.
That's bullshit.
Carlos, here's just NBA doesn't want to be like NFL, plus both have players' unions with the backing of almost in billions. Twofold out here says the guy did nothing illegal in his own property. Why is it even a discussion?
Yeah.
Punishment league.
This is
part of the contract, man.
Twofold, you and I are on the exact same page regarding this topic.
It's part of the contract. You broke the contract.
It's stupid.
It's just don't sign the contract. Don't play.
Yeah,
if you don't want to uphold an image.
An image of what? He had a toy gun, supposedly.
It wasn't a toy gun at the time, was it?
What do you mean at the time? Was it or not? Was it a toy gun or not?
On the reports. Did anybody say toy gun?
Yeah, it doesn't.
Never.
No.
Never.
No, but here's
not
the thing.
One.
Now it's a toy gun.
You know,
but it's just, it doesn't matter.
Now,
it doesn't
matter.
Yeah,
now they didn't do it. Yeah,
it doesn't
now
matter
it wasn't
to
real.
Me one way or the other, whether it's a toy gun or not.
Go get suspended.
You know, the ironic thing about this whole discussion is like I was driving out in the middle of the country a couple of days ago and I pulled up to an intersection with no stoplights. I was the only car out there. You know what I saw in the middle of the intersection? A fucking cap gun. I was like, wow, I bet whoever had that cap gun and threw it out the window probably had a whole lot of fun while he was doing it.
Oh, but yeah,
that's Ja Morant
probably driving around.
And do you think that motherfucker got punished for that, for showing this cap gun? Probably not.
Again,
probably got drunk.
He's not a superstar.
Probably got drunk. He's probably what,
but it's not a superstar either, is
he? No, he's not.
And didn't get caught.
Yeah, well, morally, I don't give a shit about what Ja Morant stands at this point. It doesn't matter.
Look, Mike,
it doesn't matter
if it's in your contract and you break it. Do you not expect a punishment?
No,
Yes, I do. I don't. 20 games.
I'm not interested in the NBA punishing him for anything he's done.
So you're going like, strip clubs. I broke up a contract.
So he's got a gun and he's hanging out with his friends.
I'm going to pull a Dennis Rodman. I'm going to sit out 30% of my games.
Friends might be dumbasses, but I'm not interested in suspending him for any amount of time.
When you're in a league.
For breaking contract.
Hey.
If you're John Moran.
Is there something in this contract that says don't be waving your gun around?
Morality costs.
Well, hold on. And we all have different moralities. We all have different concepts of what that means.
I guarantee you it's laid out in there, dude.
Different concepts. Does it say in there don't wave your gun around? If it
hurts the NBA image, I guarantee you it's something in there hurting the NBA image, you're fucked.
When you are in a league.
Silly to me.
When you're in a league, when the regular season.
Are you not signing that contract?
Well, no, I have no problem with what he did.
Are you, if you're John Morant, and you know that's in your contract, are you signing
that? Oh, I'm going to sign that contract, but I'm also going to do what the fuck I want. That's within my constitutional rights.
If that
like
cost
says.
You money.
Wait, hold on. Don't throw the Constitution in there with toy guns.
Now, hold on.
There's no precedent between the Constitution and these fucking toy guns.
If my friend's recording me without my knowledge under this contract, I might have to cut off that friend.
Correct.
But I might still want to drive around with my gun if I want.
That's fine, but you're not being recorded. You're not being caught with it, right?
Well, if I have a right friend, I wouldn't be.
Correct.
So it sounds like he's a dumbass friend.
He does. And he hangs
out with that friend needs to be banned from the NBA.
Correct. Whoever the hell he's hanging out with right now is not a good image.
I agree, but I'm not going to suspend a guy for having bad friends.
I am.
I'm not your
Fix
dad.
Fix your image.
I'm not your dad.
If I was to sign...
Is NBA daddy?
If I was to sign an NBA contract,
it is their
something
dad.
Like that.
It is their
and
dad.
And you guys over here recorded me doing some dumb shit. I'm not hanging out with you again. I'm getting suspended, but I'm not hanging out with you again because you cost me money. You cost me.
I agree about that. If I'm John Morant, I also cut off that dumbass friend recording me.
That's what I'm saying.
I do.
Yeah.
And I probably go to a different strip club too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm still going to, if I want to go to strip clubs, I'll go to strip clubs.
You still go to strip
clubs? If I want to drive around my gun, I'll drive around my gun.
But don't wave your gun in a strip club. Don't wave your gun in your car when the guy's recording.
I'm just saying.
Let's be smart here. Common sense.
I want to know on a surface logical level why it would make sense to ever suspend this person for doing something that was never once illegal.
You guys set an example never somewhere else. You're going to get LeBron James to show a gun in his car and everything like that.
I can say is
you're going to get that 7-foot guy. That's going to be number one pick in the draft.
It's setting an example.
Oh my God.
You set an example. You set the precedent.
Example for what?
Don't show your fucking gun on Instagram.
Who are you setting an example for?
The rest of the younger players.
John Morant's not everyone's daddy.
The younger guys are going to see it. And maybe I shouldn't do it.
Oh, see, that's maybe that, I shouldn't. That's do it. The problem right there, Tanner. You think that the rules are the precedent for the younger guys? You're running around with guns. Where everyone else is going to do it now?
Why do you,
Tanner? I've got a question for you, right quick.
It doesn't make sense.
Do you, Tanner, have a problem with script clubs? Because Pac-Man Jones used to hang out in the script clubs and make it rain, He had a very productive career. He was making it rain in the script clubs, and then he had a productive career.
Jason, I think Larry Johnson got two games for spitting.
You're so lost on my point. I know you've been
the
drinking.
The point is stupid. That's
you're
why.
You're so lost on my point.
Because it's stupid.
The issue is not the script clubs, okay? The issue is what he's doing in the script clubs.
Acting so offensive. Oh,
caught.
No.
Caught. He was caught. That's the issue.
Caught doing what?
Waving his gun in the strip club.
Oh, I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
Can't do it.
He should probably go to jail because he committed crimes.
If that strip club didn't like that,
Thank you, Tanner.
But why would they do that?
The owners should say, we don't want you back anymore.
I guarantee
you. Brought your gun into our establishment.
I guarantee you they have money from TMZ for exposing that video.
I changed my answer,
That's a bad deal right there.
You know what?
John Morant.
Thank you, Tanner.
Right. That's why I would. If I'm John Morant, I don't go back to the strip club again.
Correct.
I don't go there.
But now you already caught yourself one incident, and then you go on waving your gun in the.
So you get
bad
banned.
Image.
So they should say you're not allowed back anymore, and you move on with your life.
No, it's not the strip club. The strip club don't care. It's whoever sold them out. The NBA cares because there's
no
an image
cared.
Of John Morant.
He had a gun. Okay. The strippers waving their asses all over his face.
One more question.
The strippers didn't give a shit.
You're concerned about the public and
strippers
everybody
didn't
else.
Tanner.
The
no
NBA
one
cares. The NBA cares. Who's he working for?
I know
NBA.
They care.
That's
I've got one more question for Tanner here, okay? Do you think that we should ban toy guns in this country?
Oh, God, stop. What is wrong with you?
Because the reason why I'm asking you this is because if we would ban toy guns, then this shit would have never happened with John Moran the toy gun.
It would have been a real gun this time.
Oh, okay. All right. So he would have broke out a real gun and jeopardized his career even more.
Again, to you, it was real. He's not walking around with a freaking toy gun, right. By the way. this guy, look, he did some dumb shit. He got caught for it. He needs to either get rid of his crew, fix himself, or whatever he's got to do. He did some shit wrong.
Look, I agree. He needs to have better friends. But I also disagree
It's your employer, right? Your employer sets your rules if they keep you.
I want to tell you right now, John Morant, with his talent ability, he will play for anyone he wants.
He can go play with Europe.
He can play anywhere he wants. Well, take those talents to anywhere.
Your money's in NBA, right? Your money's in the NBA.
Also, at the same time, when you're that talented, they're not going to kick you out. You're going to go
to China?
They're not going to kick you out, Tanner. When you're that good, they want your product on the court.
If you continue to be an issue, they're not going to deal with
it. He's not an issue.
Guess what?
That's my whole point.
They got talent that'll come up.
He might have issues, but he himself is not an issue when it comes to being on the court playing the game.
No, he's great, but you got to be able to have an image and be able to support
your
employer.
No.
If your employer and you did something stupid, let's just say you went out and you're waving your gun on social media. You're telling me that your employer wouldn't say, hey, Mike, come here.
Well, I'll take my talents to a different employer.
Take your talents to South Beach.
Do you not know how big social media is? Those employers your shit.
See, that's what's also stupid about this. Players have been doing the same thing John Morant's been caught doing for the last 30 freaking years.
But are they getting
caught? And all of a sudden now we're going to be up in arms and caring about John Morant doing this Like, who gives a shit?
The entire 90s
Cowboys and Chiefs teams were doing cocaine every fucking night. No one gives a shit. Did they record it? No one cares.
I'm telling you,
I don't care about what Chiefs players did at Westport back in the 90s. I don't care.
There was no social media back then.
Exactly.
It doesn't matter.
So it don't matter.
You're going to punish today's players
because they're doing the same fucking thing.
You got to be more aware of what can be out on the
bullshit.
Okay. You got to be more aware.
He's going to live his life the way he wants.
Yeah. Go ahead. Outside of the NBA.
Now, when he pulls a Henry Ruggs, we'll talk about something different. It's a different fucking topic, right?
Pray we don't get to that part.
I agree with you on that.
When John Morant turns in Henry Ruggs, we'll talk about that.
Social media doesn't matter.
Honestly, Henry Ruggs should be locked up for life.
Social media doesn't matter when you're Henry Ruggs, right?
But with John Morant's done, thousands of other players across all sports over the course of the last 30 years have been doing the same goddamn thing.
All it takes is one video.
Tanner.
You're done.
It's stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Let the guy do his thing.
Mike, I understand. You think it's stupid. I think it's stupid. Jason thinks it's stupid. I bet you Carlos thinks it's stupid. But you got to be aware. You still got to think about it. Just because we think it's stupid doesn't mean that your boss or the NBA owner or whoever it is doesn't think it's stupid. Right. And they might think a total different opinion. You could think one way. They could think one way. Guess what? Guess whose opinion is going to matter? It's going to be that guy that's higher than you. That's all I'm saying. That's why it's a matter today of John Morant, because that guy up top has a problem with it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying the guy up top has a different opinion. So.
All right. Well, I have nothing else to say on the topic.
That's all I'm going to say.
So
real quick here, we'll run through a couple here. Arenas was just bullheaded and had no concept of consequences. Different situation. 91-72 where's Butler? I don't know. Dude.
Butler's doing Butler
things. Two full out here says, I don't see where he might have broke a contract for exercising the constitution. Actually, there's an image deal, dude. Even Patrick Mahomes can't even play basketball because of a contract.
Well, that's to avoid injury, Tanner.
Image? Injury?
No.
It's still part of your contract.
The reason it's part of the contract.
It's part of your contract.
They don't want him getting injured playing
they
basketball.
They don't want him showing a gun on Instagram.
Tanner.
It's two different things, right? Oh, two different things.
No. The reason Patrick Mahomes can't play basketball is because they don't want him to have an injury during playing sport.
NBA doesn't want John Morant to show his gun on freaking Facebook.
Tanner, it makes a lot more sense to protect your literally best player in the entire league from getting injured
image
and saying, hey, we don't want you playing basketball.
Hey, I'm
just
saying,
a guy who
it's no different, dude.
Riding around going to strip clubs and has a toy gun. Who cares?
No different, dude.
Who cares?
Pac-Man Jones got in trouble because being at a strip club. Well, Pac-Man Jones had other issues by himself. Hey, kids, strip clubs exist, but it doesn't mean you have to visit them.
Hey, man.
No, I agree, but I mean, I agree. No, hold on. We haven't visited a strip club in a long time, you guys. It's been a long time for us.
It's been a while.
Well, like two years.
No, long
I would dude. Say we were in our 20s dude, back then.
I'm 33. It's been at least 28, 29.
Shout out to Christian Brown and the KU Jayhawks, man. Christian Brown's got 15 points in
that's
this game.
Boy.
I said, Who's going to show up on the bench for Denver? Probably nobody. Christian Brown fucking
showed
up. Leave it
to the Rock Chalk, dude. There's probably a ton of videos, but VHS poor production quality. No one cares. There wasn't social media back then. That's all I'm going to say. It's plain and simple.
I hate the fact that like we're sitting in this old man screams at clouds, but you know, just like sitting here in this time period where it's like, everything's on freaking video and every little fucking fart you make is on camera somewhere and on audio. Can't make the wrong move. And it's ridiculous. I mean, at this point, if we were all aware of the things that our favorite fucking hero athletes did from the point of 1965 to 1999, you know, before social media blew up, then we'd all be up in arms and throwing fits and crying and making a big old scene, right? But fact is, most of that was not out there publicly. So that means we don't know about it. So we don't care about it.
It wasn't there at present time that anybody was aware of.
That's frustrating to me because the thing that John Morant is currently doing with his life, and I mean, yeah, it's probably not the best. I mean, he's got some dumbass friends, but it's just one of those things that's irritating to me to see unfold because we're giving him a hard time that he doesn't really deserve, in my opinion.
I tell you what, I think that John Morant's career is going to end up just fine because he understands now that basically the entire fucking world is spying on you, you asshole. Correct. So you need to live a fucking perfect life where you just don't fart on anyone for just like five or 10 years.
Yeah.
He knows now at this point that everybody's watching his every fucking move. And I think he's going to turn it around.
Yes. No, I think so too. I mean, I believe in that as well.
Jamal Murray with that double double, baby. All right. Finish out comments here and we'll get out of here, guys. Twofold says strip clubs are worthless. It's like going to an all you can eat buffet, pulling up a chair to the food table and just looking and sniffing it. You can't touch it. You can't eat it.
Yeah. So here's the thing about strip clubs. They're not worthless, but they're also not worthwhile. I'm just going to leave.
I agree with that.
Strip clubs.
I agree with that.
But they're good enough for Pac-Man Jones back in the day. So they're good enough for me. Damn it.
I've been to strip club enough times in my life to where like I don't go buy one and go, oh, I need to stop in. I haven't been in a long time now. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's like worth the time. And I got friends though. I got other people that I know that used to have addictions to strip clubs.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, why?
Like they'll go and they'll know I had a friend that knew the girl's schedule. Oh,
I've heard about that.
My girl's there Saturday night. I'm going to go.
And you spend your like 4 hours in there. And like it's such a waste of time.
I feel like
50 to 150 or 200 bucks or something like that each time.
Yeah.
I feel like the script clubs are kind of like a blackjack table. You might get lucky. You know what I'm saying?
But is it getting lucky really worth it at a strip club? I mean, you might get a burnt penis at the most. So that's about all you're going to get out of that place.
That's not getting lucky. That's not getting lucky.
Yeah, that's not good
luck. Real quick here, guys. Let's finish out here. Remember when Lee questioned Tom Brady jumping off of a cliff and he almost had to get up or to give it up because of his contract? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's just contract stuff. Funny he ended up on another team a few later. It's interesting. Yeah. So
Tom Brady. Yeah. So he's looking for ownership in the Raiders. You guys want to talk about Messi here for a little bit?
We got a minute. We're three minutes past.
We got a minute. We can talk about Lionel Messi if you'd like. So, he's going to Miami, right?
So Lionel Messi is coming to the MLS. He's signing with Miami. He's going to be co-owner. Basically his contract's major, of course, and that, but he gets like a percentage of new Apple subscriptions, Apple TV subscriptions for the team. And like, so there's a TV deal with it on top of being part owner now and a part owner player. And what Jason was wanting to bring up Tom Brady there was Tom Brady's, I believe it's official that he is a part owner of the Raiders and right?
It's not official.
It's still not official yet.
They're working on it.
So he's working on being part owner with the Raiders currently. Yes, the Las Vegas Raiders. And so Jason was putting a theory in, like, what if he's going to be a player coach? Now, he did come out last week saying, no way, guys. But again, we've seen that before. But this time, it's a little later than when it was last time. So we'll have to see us be closer to training camp. But Jason's basically saying right now, what's your thoughts, is what you want to know, or do you think it'll happen?
I just want to know if you guys think that Brady, if he reaches part ownership with the Raiders, if you might see a scenario where Garoppolo injures his cock and then Brady has to come out of the front office and fucking play at the quarterback position.
But I think there's a lot of people excited about seeing Messi play in the MLS. So I don't follow soccer enough personally to be able to sit here and give an intelligent, response to everything here with this. But I think that there's, you know, we talked to a guy earlier today who was looking forward to it. He's a big soccer fan. He thinks it's awesome that Messi is going to be playing in Miami. But I think the co-ownership thing is going to be interesting to see how that unfolds too.
You guys are all part of the ownership part, right? For me, it was the percentage of subscriptions the team gets through Apple. Like, what if Mahomes is out here like the YouTube Direct Sunday package? What if Mahomes is like, I want a cut of that. I want a cut of that, you know? And, you know, it's just stuff like that.
Messi's going to make a killing, but my thing about Messi is, like, he can still fucking play. Like,
there's some people that question a washed bum.
There's a lot of people think he's a washed bum, LeBron James.
Well, at 35 years old, I mean, I think he's still going to be a productive player. So
absolutely.
I'm not worried about that part. But, I mean, it's still going to be somewhat of a circus, right? I mean, he's still going to be a ticket item, I suppose, to go see.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
As they travel throughout the country.
Lots of money.
That's going to be part of it. I think that's the whole point and why he wanted to be brought on in. I mean, it's all money.
This is a famous footballer over there in Europe and Spain and all that. They play soccer, right? We have U.S. Right. soccer, and they're soccer. There's a reason why U.S. has a hard time competing at times. So having a guy like that, who a big name, I mean, this rivals certain big names, you know, not quite Pele level, but we're getting there with him. Coming over to the U.S. is major, and you're going to see sold out stadiums throughout the U.S.
For sure. There's tons of hardcore soccer fans that would literally just be paying to go see him play. So, I mean, I think it's kind of a cool deal personally.
Right. What did you say? Hold on. let's see here. Ended a few. Okay. Messi in the MLS. Come on, man. This guy is cooked. Wow. Carlos thinks he's cooked.
He thinks he's a wash bum, like LeBron James.
He thinks it's going to be a circus, basically.
Tufel said just stating to like or starting like Brady, and then he has to go make a deal with the Chucky doll with a bad haircut and a basement asshat team. That's true, with possibly no quarterback now. Messi was exactly what MLS was trying to avoid. This isn't Savannah Bananas. I love that comment. That was great. MLS needs to keep their youth programs and develop the team. They do. I think they still will, but it's cool to get a big name like that from across seas. So,
yeah. Well, look, guys, anyways, it looks like Denver is going to pull it out today.
Yeah, 102-91. So I'm sure that Tanner probably thinks this is falls within his definition of a blowout, right, Tanner?
I mean, it wasn't much of a game after halftime.
I'm still sticking to my Denver in five, by the way.
Very good.
Got definitely a few bets. One, I already know that for sure. So I'm
happy for you guys. I had a really rough day betting wise, but we'll talk about that a different day.
Guys, make sure you guys hit like, subscribe, you follow, whatever you're on. We're also available on the audio side again, Spotify, Apple, in case you ever miss our show. It's always brought up the day after. So,
It's down to 9 points. What a fucking blowout this game was. It's nine fucking points, Tanner.
It's over.
Nine fucking points.
Everybody have a fabulous week. And we'll catch you this weekend on In the Hoop with JG and myself. So it's Scott Coe.
I can't wait to talk football with you guys. Trust me, I'm sitting here
every fucking day with you.
1 month.
And one month, guys, we'll be talking football again.
Every fucking game.
I'm excited. So I'm ready to get through this time period and move on to the sport that matters the most.
Tufel, Carlos, Bryce, appreciate you commenting in. Guys, and Bo, appreciate you. We'll catch you next time.
Outro. All right. See you guys on the next one.
See you guys.
Look at that. That's a...